see anything.
I know.
Because I was going to say, if you were in Atlanta, you'd see them.
I know. That's what I was.
They will sass you.
I know. Thank God I have my black wife with me. Nice. Just for some reserve sass, but.
It's very nice. Yeah, it's pretty fucking nice.
I do like that. Yeah. But yeah, dude, I go down there. You know, I was joking about always assuming my wife is faking it when she has any ailment. I just assume, I'm like, if she has any ailment, there's, for some reason, there's part of my brain that's like, yeah, right.
Sure you do.
Sure
you
do. Literally. So then we're down, we get there. First night we're there, she's like, she's been saying it for 2 days. She's like, I don't really feel that well. And I'm like, dude, it's just the fucking whatever.
It's
like,
just because you're on a trip with me. you're ruining it. Dude. It's because I have to work this weekend.
I had the kids, everything. So I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm like, she's like, coughing. I don't feel well. And I'm like, dude, just you need. I always tell her, you just need to drink some water, dude.
Drink some water.
Drink some fucking water.
Walk it off.
Dude, she hits me. I Uber or whatever, DoorDash the thermometer. She's like 102 or 1.5. I was like,
106.
Shit.
106 in Park.
Yeah, yeah. She's 102.
That's when a black person has a fever. I have a fever of 106 in Park.
106 in Park would be dangerous. That'd be so dangerous. But dude, she had a fucking, she had the flu.
Did she ever hit you back with, I told you need to drink water?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in that deadlock right now, every day. Like, have you drank enough water? It's like, all I do is drink water.
Yeah.
I chug water. Don't talk to me about drinking water.
I'm more so pushing the water agenda, but she has hit me with it. Like, you haven't drank a lot of water. I'm like,
yes, I have.
A fucking water cooler in my office. You don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Fuck
are
you? You don't watch me.
It is offensive when someone's like, you drink any water?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, of course I do. What do you think, I smell? Like,
why the fuck are you saying
that? Yeah.
I know, but I got to stop dogging on her over water intake, but it's, dude, it's crazy.
Nah, get in there.
I was peeped, dude. She had a fever, and I'm like,
yeah,
I gave her
water.
This big water bottle. I came in the next day, and I was like, dude.
They don't drink water. They're cats. They're literally cats.
That was her fucking, that was like her hamster bottle, and I'm like peeping the level. I'm like, dude, it went down that much.
Yeah, you had a sip of water.
I'm like, drink some fucking water. I'm sorry. I'm like, so then,
it's
dude.
Like my sister. She has to put those fucking, like,
flavors,
flavor packs. It's like, just drink the fucking water.
Drink the fucking water.
They won't everything do it. Has to be soda.
They won't do it.
It's crazy.
I get plenty of water in my soda and beer and coffee.
They ever hit you with the, every woman hits you with the fucking, I didn't get a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. It's like, I was with you. I saw you.
Oh,
you slept,
dude,
for 14 hours.
I have
saw you asleep.
I have data on that. They don't get good sleep.
Why?
I know.
So when I got the Aura ring, I don't have it right now, but I was wearing this Aura ring and it was like tracking my sleep, all this stuff. Finally talked my wife into getting one. We went to bed at the exact same time. We both wore them. I woke up. It was like 8 hours of sleep. I woke up. I'm like, dude, my readiness score is 93. This is awesome. What's yours? It's fucking 55.
You toss and turn.
When they get their periods, their body temperature rises.
Oh.
And I was peeping her readiness score, and it was like, dude, it was 55 would be like if I had like 5 beers and stayed up till 3 a.m. And we got 8 hours of sleep.
That's taking it easy. Yeah. That's a fucking, that's 95 readiness for me. God damn, I was good.
Ready to seize the day.
Yeah,
and I woke up next to her and I was like, what the fuck happened? She's like, I told you, I don't feel well when I'm my period.
I told you,
like,
I'm not sleeping.
Damn, dude, you're fucked.
Think of those floppy tits.
So I got the data, dude. There.
Like, wow, you roll up like, I can't sleep on this. It fucking sucks to be a chick.
It, dude.
It does suck to be a chick.
Bro, I didn't know. It's like a whole week leading up to it.
Yeah, I get the flu every week.
Yeah. But, dude, so she had her fucking.
Every month, part of it.
She rode off a week of period into flu.
Yeah.
So it was period to flu. Then I'm doing shows. So, like,
overlap.
Thursday, we get the diagnosis. I'm like, damn, you're fucked.
They hate show weekends anyway.
Hey, true.
They hate show.
I think
weekend.
Her body just rejected it, dude.
Their bodies reject shows. Did you? Every single lady rejects the show.
Why do I got to do the thing I love doing and I do for money?
Yeah.
And then you knew it was coming on the schedule for 3 months straight. You knew it was coming. Why do I do it?
I go out every. Oh, why are you doing it?
And then the no show weekends. Like, what do you want to do? Let's just watch some shows.
Yeah.
That.
Let's watch.
You needed me home for that?
Yeah. Well, dude, I was nervous. What I'm trying to tell you right now is that I had all weekend. I'm not trying to say like I'm a hero or whatever, but it was Babe had a fever. I had to do all the stuff during the day for the most part. Obviously, we brought a babysitter with us, so I got to chill a little bit. But
it was a heroic.
But I had to make breakfast, dude. So I was like getting up, and it was like I would lay
breakfast.
Next. What was crazy is I was laying next to her all night, and it's like, you know, if I get the flu, I was like, fuck.
Oh yeah.
So it would just be like coughing, and I just lay there just being like, we'll see what fucking happens.
Yeah.
Just powered through the whole weekend. It was pretty, it was a lot, dude. And then they fucking canceled 2 shows over the snow. It snowed 1.5 inches in Georgia, which, to be fair, at first I was kind of salty because I was just like, dude, this is not that bad. But they didn't salt the roads, and it's like, you're releasing it. I think it was like 350 the club. So you'd be releasing like, let's say at least 500 drunk drivers that night into the ice.
I was kind of like, that's conditions.
That's fair. But when people were like, oh, McCusker fucking canceled because a little snow, I was like, fuck that. I don't care, dude. I don't care what people say.
How long did that take?
30 seconds. Yeah. I grabbed my phone. I was like, for the record, the club canceled. I felt like such a dumbass. As I was like, damn it. I showed my hand. It was instantly people were like, fuck you, Fairweather McCusker. I'm like,
Fairweather McCusker. Oh, I got a good one.
They got me.
I did San Antonio and Dallas, and I like to come out to Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
Nice.
Usually hits. When it doesn't hit, I felt like a real turd. I was expecting a very ruckus applause.
Yeah.
Kind of mediocre. I just walked out. I was like, hey.
Hey, guys.
That was pretty intense, huh?
Who was that guitarist, Shane?
Dun, 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 dun. That's pretty sick.
It's nice.
That guy is one of the ugliest rock stars in the world.
I've never seen him.
He just hit before MTV.
The lead singer of Dire Straits.
The guy from Genesis. They're both like couldn't have existed once MTV came around.
Who from Genesis?
The main guy, not the one who left, but the one who stayed.
It wasn't, whatchamacallit, Collins.
Oh, kind of, yeah, Phil Collins.
It was. You think Phil Collins is ugly?
He was in an interview once. He goes, I can never make it now.
I'm
musically gifted. I don't know how to comb my hair.
Dire Straits is some ugly ass
ugly, bro.